Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We are Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players and review them. And of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today, we'll talk about marquee matchup and of course, the team of the year votes. Today is Thursday, January 7th, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 67. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and of course, he's back for number 201. It's Yngwie.
Good evening.
Hello. How much champagne did you drink after the show yesterday?
How much?
Champagne? No, the bubbly stuff with alcohol in it?
No, nothing.
You didn't get nothing. The bottle?
Nope, no bottle for me.
No, I said yesterday, everything I sent to Norway got lost in the mail, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll take an extra ship then tonight after this.
Probably a postman is having a nice party.
He's got t-shirts now, jackets, for the review, everything, stickers, mugs. Yeah. You got a microphone? No.
Everything.
You know there's a Netflix series called Afterlife, I think, with the Ricky Gervais. There's a postman
awesome
there.
Series.
Yeah, with the postman there. Postman Pat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably the one stealing your champagne.
I remember. That's an awesome series. I've seen both seasons.
Highly recommend. You know who's also very awesome?
Who?
Our dear friend Chris Grandpapa Mac, also known as the Teddy Bear, who joins us tonight. Hello, Chris.
Hello, guys. How's everybody doing?
We are good.
definitely. I'm thinking I might call Yngwie tomorrow Postman Pat. I think that's a great nickname. That fucking
Postman Pat from the north.
How's life, Chris?
It's really good, John. Thank you very much. Even beat Celtic at the weekend.
I knew you were going to say it.
Could they resist that? So absolutely brilliant. We are 19 points ahead in the league and still panicking that we're going to throw it away. So fingers and toes are crossed.
Yeah, I know that feeling though. When Feyenoord won the last championship, we were like 10 points ahead. Like, oh, this is done, right? We can easily get it. And then we won on 1 point in the end, in the last day. I was like, yeah, that wasn't fun. So I understand that feeling. Everyone was, don't say it out loud because we'll miss it out. It's been 19 years. So come on, if we give this away, we didn't deserve it. Then we had to play Excelsior away, which is on the other side of the town. Which they were 15th or something, and we lost 3-0 there. Like, uh-oh. Now we need to win the last one. But luckily, and the opponent helped the last one. We won 3-0. So that's all good. The Couch last match. And that was my story of the day. So
yeah, you've made me feel really relaxed, John. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Don't worry, though, because Yngwie said the same last year. He's been all year. They were like 28 points ahead of Liverpool. And Yngwie, every single match, whenever they conceded the goal, he sent me a text. I don't think we're going to be champions. Here comes the championship. Now we're going to give it away again.
Yeah.
Every single week.
30 years of hurt, so I couldn't relax until it was done and dusted.
I once made a joke about someone slipping after he sent that and didn't hear from Yngwie for 2 days. But all came out well, and I think that's definitely going to be Rangers here. Chris, don't worry about that.
Fingers crossed, John.
So we're waiting here in the Foot and Review studio actually just to get a Rangers t-shirt with Foot and Review on the back for the winning season. Just saying out loud if someone from Rangers or any fans that you know of listening to us. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Without further ado, though, we have some content, and then I want to go into voting with you guys.
Yes, we can do this quickly. Very quickly.
Then go ahead.
We got some league SPCs back. We got the Saudi one, where you get prime gold players back untradeable. If you finish it, we got the League R one, where you get a jumbo rare players back untradeable. That's the 100k one. And the Premier League is back as well, where you get an ultimate pack, that's the 125k pack, and also untradeable. There's not been much price information yet on Footbin, but it looks like early prediction is for the Premier League on PlayStation around 180k and around 250k on Xbox and 600k on PC. I'm pretty sure those prices will change when people submit more squads and how they solved it. So
one might hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be expensive to pay 600k for a 125k pack. Of course, you get a pack from the other teams as well. Some are tradable, some are untradable. But I think people still miss those. You could get the player picks from different clubs each time they updated the league SBCs, which I think was really cool. So hopefully we can get some players back, but I think these are 89 days, so we won't see anything for 3 months at least, so there's no player picks, unfortunately, coming, but maybe later.
Are you a big League SBC fan, Chris?
I will pick and choose. You know, I'll look for the teams that maybe have a mega pack. I know that I think it's Man City in the Premier League's got a mega pack. It is untradeable, but depending on what the price is, you can actually get some no bad value. I do miss the players, so I think it's a bit of a step back there. But I think if you have a wee look on you know, Footbin, etc., for the SBCs, and you may pick up some value from the packs. But I'm not sure I'll do all of them, all 20, I think it is.
All right. I've never done before. I don't mind these things at all. I don't have the time, nor do I have the desire to spend all day trying to figure these things out. Also, my pack, look, even if I open another 100,000 packs, I don't think it would matter this year. So,
ouch.
We had good rewards, though, right? I think we.
What rewards?
I had 81 today.
Well, I opened my... I took the untradables from Rivals since I was only rank 3 because I spent most of my time doing the objectives. But I actually got the untradable 87 Firmino. So that one is at least good for SPC purposes.
Yeah, you know Nishant, who's going to be on the show tomorrow again?
Yeah.
He packed Neymar this weekend, on Monday, I think. And I think he packed Mbappe today. So yeah, I don't know what he drank, but I want some of that as well.
Maybe we should get him to open all your packs.
That's an option. Yeah, fly him in every show.
Yeah,
every Thursday, just fly him in. And say, yeah, okay.
Come on, press the button.
You can do it. We'll ask him tomorrow when he's on the show. What else did we got today?
We got the marquee matchups. Those are, of course, highly anticipated. Where you get a rare gold pack. No, sorry. Rare Electrum Players Pack. It's tradable. So that's nice, at least, for the marquee matchups. There's, of course, 4 sections. The whole thing will cost around 30k, it seems. We have Ajax versus PSV Eindhoven, where you get a small Prime Gold Players Pack. You need one player from Eredivisie, 3 players minimum from one club, minimum one rare player, minimum 75 rated squad, and minimum 75 chemistry. And then we have Sevilla versus Real Sociedad. You'll get a gold players pack, tradable. Costs around 7k to do. Forgot to mention the Ajax one costs around 5. Ajax PSV costs 5k to do.
My Ajax one costs around 14, but maybe I shouldn't submit 11 Ajax players every time there's a really busy in there.
No, maybe you shouldn't. So the requirements for the Sevilla versus Sociedad, one player minimum from La Liga Santander, minimum 2 leagues, maximum 3 players from one club, minimum one rare player, minimum 77 rated squad, and minimum 77 team chemistry. And then we have Mönchengladbach versus Bayern München. That one is around 8k. You get a Prime Electrum Players Pack, tradable. And you need minimum one player from Bayern München or Gladbach. Minimum 2 Bundesliga player. Minimum 2 rare players. Maximum 3 player from the same nation. Minimum 79 rated squad. And minimum 80 team chemistry. The last one is Roma FC versus Inter. Costs around 8-9k to do. You get a tradable premium goal players pack. You need one player from Roma or Inter. Minimum 3 from Serie A. Maximum 4 players from the same league. Minimum 3 rare players. Minimum 80 rated squad. And minimum 85 team chemistry. So, yeah, that's okay, I guess. Nothing super exciting, but at least all the packs are tradable, which is nice. And then we have a new Headliners Challenge, where you get an untradable rare gold pack. Costs around 4k, I think, to do. 4k, yes. And you need maximum 6 nationalities, maximum 8 players from the same league, minimum 4 players from one club, minimum 10 silver players, minimum 7 rare players, and minimum 85 team chemistry.
It's easier than it sounds, I think.
Yeah, probably overthink it if you feel it could be a little bit strange, but I think it's doable. So, yeah.
Is it worth it? 4K, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's for that price, I think it's worth it, yeah. It's not bad at all.
I don't want to go into my silvers, though, and find players from the same club, if you don't mind too much, but...
Yeah. I understand what you mean.
These are these SBCs where I'm like looking at, I'm like, it's good value, but you know what? I'm just gonna keep scrolling here. This is too much for me to think about.
So there were other stuff as well.
Yes, there was other stuff. But you know what? And I said this before. I got a message today that I'm never going to talk politics on the show though. But I got a message today. I won in FIFA, and I got a message that so I do not acknowledge your win.
Yeah.
Which I thought was sort of kind of funny, but yeah, I guess that precedent has been made now. So, yeah, a sharp one though. Yeah, should look into if I can make that my team name or something.
I don't acknowledge your win.
Yeah. That's something else than the pay to win messages I normally get. So I like that one. Just give him a kudos. Anyways, how, guys? This is a trick question, though. How do you hype up the team of the year? You put some random players into it and let everyone share the content online, and that's how the team of the year actually gets some promotion going. It's pretty, I said, it's pretty smart ever, actually, when you start to think about it. I'm of course talking about team of the year voting. And Ingvi, you're the master of explanations. How does this work?
You vote,
and you hope
everybody votes, and then EA will vote as well.
You think we can say we don't acknowledge the votes, or that it got stolen or something after we don't get our players?
No, you can say it, but not too much. So it says the voting begins at 8 a.m. January 7th through 11:59 p.m. January 18th, 2021. The final team of the year selection will be determined by a combination of EA and community votes. So that's the rules. Just vote.
Yeah, so we don't know how much... something counts.
No, it doesn't say how much percentage from each one counts. I don't think it's going to be 50-50, but...
You never know, right? I think that's the thing here. I wish that was something to be said, but like they do with... The thing is, there's always going to be... When the votes go, it's always going to be a bit harder unless they do the votes like they did with the Matuidi card at the start of the year. But all the votes, like the Player of the Month... People forget that the Player of the Month is, of course, chosen by, let's say, Germany is chosen by all the players and all the clubs through all divisions. And then for the last couple of percentage, our votes actually count. So the players we are voting on en masse is not necessarily to win. Goes for Ligue 1 as well. That's why we didn't get the Mbappe player of the month, but we got Bamba.
Yeah.
And again, here, we don't even know how much it goes. So, yeah. I think this is it can be 5%, and then that 5% is a hell of a marketing machine on its own. So good that actually we are going to do it while talking on it on the show. Because that's what my idea was. Let's go through it. Say our votes or actually who you want and why. And before we start, I want to ask Chris and then you, Yngwie, are you going to look at players that you think deserved it in real life? Or are you going to look at players which you really want to get a Team of the Year card in FIFA? Chris?
I'll be tactical voting. I want players that I would love to get a Team of the Year in my team. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite when if I complain about it, because I'll be doing exactly what most people I think will be doing. I'll look at my team and think, who fits my team or who do I want to see in Team of the Year? I won't necessarily look at performance.
All right. Yngwie?
I'm voting performance from what I've seen and read, who I think deserve it out of how they performed during the year. I had to leave out of quite a few Liverpool players, but I would want players that actually deserve it, not some random card that have nothing to do in the Team of the Year, though it would be cool to have it on the Ultimate Team. No, I would rather have something a little bit more realistic, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, me as well, but I would normally go Chris's route, just select the players I'm wanting, although I'm fairly sure our vote doesn't matter that much. But this year, I'm so low on coins. I'm so far behind the curve because of the time I could spend in the game myself. Then I'm just going to vote real life because there's no way I can actually get my hand of one of these cards anyways.
Only if one of them get the Team of the Year, then I think you could afford him. But I don't think he would be that usable, but one of the nominees. I don't think... Well, I can't imagine one of... A few of those nominees would have any chance to get into the Team of the Year.
So real life it is for me as well. Shall we start with goalkeepers?
Yes.
I'm not going to mention all the names in here, but Chris, who would get your vote for goalkeeper in the Team of the Year?
Well, if MD's ever watched your stream, John, it has to be Courtois.
Yeah.
Because that was pure entertainment about Courtois on your stream. So for me, for that sole reason of your stream, it's Courtois for me.
That's a good one. Everyone like, hey, what did he do? Well, we did a whole analysis about how Courtois stands in goal and how perfectly accurate his movements are at times. And we were analyzing a match from Steve, which blamed every single goal on Courtois. So yeah. That's a good reason, though. Yngwie, who will get your vote for goalkeeper in Team of the Year?
Manuel Neuer, because I think he deserved it. I would, of course, Alisson had a great season as well, but Neuer had an insane season and won everything that they could win pretty much, and the Champions League as well, of course. So I think he was the better goalkeeper this year. But I have to mention that I am quite... surprised that Oblak isn't even nominated for this at all, because I think he's probably been one of the best goalkeepers the last year as well, maybe top three.
So, yeah, so that's a weird exclusion. I totally agree with you there.
That's a little bit I can't get my head around why he isn't nominated at all. It's like makes absolutely no sense.
I do agree. I would normally go with Neuer, but I'm actually having a bit of a. I think Navas is such an underrated goalkeeper, and of course Paris Saint-Germain came to the final as well. They won everything else as well. They just didn't win the Champions League that Bayern did. And he gets so little attention that I want to go for Navas, I think. It's not much between Neuer and Navas, actually.
Yeah.
So Navas. Navas it is. And then we're going to defenders. Well, we can select four. Shall we agree on four?
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Chris, take it away. Who and why?
I think left back has to be Davies for two reasons. One is the Champions League winning team, and also the fact is he's such a good player in the game itself. So I think it has to be Davies for me. Do you want another team, other players as well?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would go Kimpembe because I rock a French team, so it'd be great if he could get in. And also, I would think, looking at it, probably Sergio Ramos, purely for he's good in the game. And then I think, even though he's been injured, I think Van Dijk should go in as well. I think he's probably one of Liverpool's star men, and they won the league. So I think that's the reason. That's my four.
Awesome. Thanks. Yngwie.
Yeah, I agree on Davies. He was great in the Champions League run as well, and been very good in the league for Bayern München, and had a great season, rising star. So I think he deserves it. Even though Robertson can't be that far behind, of course they won the league, but since they didn't win anything else, and Davies edges it because they won more as well. But Robertson had some crazy amount of assists for a left back, which I think makes him quite close to the team. But Davies for the left back, and then Ramos, because he was kind of the main man for both Spain and Real Madrid. Scored lots of crucial goals. Good performances, although I'm not a big fan of him after a certain Champions League final. But he's a really good player, I can't deny that. So, and he had a really good season. And the other one, centre-back, will be Van Dijk, of course, because he was insane the whole year, I think, when they won the league. And one of the main reasons that Liverpool actually won the league. And, of course, right-back is Trent Alexander-Arnold. Crazy amount of assists. Had a really good season. He hasn't played well this season, of course, but I think he did enough to be the best right back for the team of the year team.
That's a fair point, though. I can be quick then. I think Davies is a must include. Van Dijk, until he got injured, of course, best defender in the world, I think. And I'm not even a Liverpool fan.
Great for Holland as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it makes a big difference. I have to say Ramos, because Madrid especially started the year off so consistently in the back, and he can still do it. I think that's it's a very important achievement. With all the pressure and changes going on there, he is still the man. And then I'm very inclined not to select a right back for the other position, because there's a certain defender which is very underrated in my opinion. And he became the best defender of the Serie A in the past season, which you don't do easily, I think. And that's Stefan de Vrij.
He could be a dark horse.
Yeah.
So I want to nominate de Vrij. I'm just going to put him in right back, because people can play Ramos right back as well. So, I mean. But yeah, normally I would say Trent Alexander-Arnold. I completely agree. But I do want to nominate de Vrij, because you don't get Serie A Defender of the Year easily.
No, that's true. Good point.
Then on to midfielders. Before we go to this thing, though, who knows what Guerrero from Dortmund actually did this year?
He had some assists, but I'm not sure, to be honest.
Awesome. How good was Marino?
Decent, it's, but not world crazy world class. Yeah. So
there are some inclusions here where I'm like, and for it's always. Yeah, I think this. You know what the problem is with this selection? You have to put it in a 4-3-3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How can you then include Son as a midfielder? Right.
Yeah. But I also forgot that EA didn't include David Alaba for the nominees.
Yeah.
As a centre back, and he was insane for Bayern Munich and one of.
I mean, all the whole Bayern Munich has been insane, but when I look at this, yeah. I see Kimmich included, but I don't see Kroos. Müller.
Müller, no.
Like what?
Or Goretzka.
Or Goretzka, where, yeah, might actually be the best midfielder last year in total. So.
And you got the winner, we scored the winner, is it Coleman? Kingsley Coleman, is it?
Kingsley Coleman.
Scored the winner in the Champions League final, you know, and so I'm surprised. I think the year before there was a real Liverpool spine, wasn't there, with Gigi Wijnaldum and all that, when they had such a good season. I think Bayern Munich's been done a little bit dirty with this nomination, I think.
Yeah, very much so. I do agree. Anyways, I don't like the fact that, like, at least Son shouldn't be in this list. It's fine to put him in because I don't even know if he has a great season. He has definitely started this season good.
He started really good this season.
But I don't know how he did last year.
He was good, but not...
I mean, he got a silly red card and aggressive, you know, I mean...
He was probably better than Mourinho, but...
But he's definitely not a midfielder either. Right, you don't put these guys midfield. So, yeah. That's weird. Anyways, your guys' top three midfielders, which you would select in Team of the Year?
Well, my first one is Son, John. You know, I put Son in simply because he's so good in-game. You know, and to be fair, he scored two nights ago against Brentford. He is having an amazing start to the season. That's why I put him in, simply for in-game. And he's had a good, I think maybe last season not such great, but this season he's been absolutely dynamite. So that's why I've included. But I agree with you, I think he's probably more a left-sided forward from there. I've also put in Kimmich, simply because you have to put a Bayern Munich player in. They've had an amazing season. Some team that. And for me, Renato Sanchez, simply because of him in-game. And the hope that it might drive down the prices road to the final card, which is still over £1 million. so that's why I put him in. So, you know, I just think in-game that would be a great card to have. You know, he's just an amazing player.
I think that's... except Son is decent. Ingve?
Yes. I selected Kevin De Bruyne because he was crazy good, I think, last year, and he was the best player of the Premier League and deservedly won that one, player of the year. And I picked Kimmich because I think he was great for Bayern Munich as well, both in the league and in the Champions League. And I picked Thiago because I also think he was one of the reasons that Bayern Munich did quite well to win the Champions League and everything. Maybe a little bit biased by Thiago, but I still think he was insanely good last season. Of course, he's been injured a lot now, unfortunately, but he was great for Bayern Munich. I think he deserves to be in.
Yeah, so I can do a copy paste there. I got the Bruyne, Kimmich, and Thiago.
quick one.
Basically, the same reason. Personally, I first didn't include De Bruyne, but he was Premier League Player of the Year, which makes him an auto include for me. Kimmich has to be in there. Such a versatile player, and still not old. So you know, he's still there. And I think Thiago has had a miraculous season, and then transferred to Liverpool, which makes him a cool player to have there. Mm. But I never got a good card. But I'm a bit hopeful that this year they change some of these stats when the Team of the Year heads and make these guys playable. So I'm curious there. But yeah, De Bruyne, Kimmich, and Thiago. Then now we're going into the most controversial part, because I know you guys are all dying to include Jack Grealish in this, or Danny Ings, or Joselu. So let's hear it, Chris.
So I've went for two players who I loved playing with last year in FIFA. First of all, I had Ben Yedder, Team of the Season Ben Yedder, absolutely made my team last year when I packed him. So for me, that's why it's a sentimental reason. And also Ciro Immobile. I've put him in because, again, he was a great card to use his Team of the Season last year, one that maybe didn't get a lot of love from people, but when I used him any time, he was a great player. And he scored a lot of goals and he got a lot of informed as well. So that's why I've included him. And I think the final one is a no-brainer. It has to be Polish power, Lewandowski. That guy, season and the season he's having this year is just unbelievable. He must be the best striker in the world at the moment.
Great choices. Gone through the argument with that, I think. Ingve.
I would, of course, include Mr. Lewandowski. He deserves it. He has to be in. He was the best striker in the world. And he started great this season as well. So if he's not in, I don't know what's going on, to be honest. There's no reason why he shouldn't be. I voted for Messi because, well, he is crazy good. He still delivers insane numbers, even though Barcelona doesn't win that much as they used to do. Still think he's probably the best right-sided player or center forward. And I think I misunderstood a little bit because I thought I had to vote for a left-sided player, and then I picked Mane. I would, of course, have picked, I think, Cristiano Ronaldo if I thought a little bit more and knew that I could put him there. Because Cristiano Ronaldo is still doing insanely well for his age and for his doing great stuff for his club and country still. So I think maybe he should have been in as well. A little outside the dark horse would, of course, have to be Erling Haaland for Dortmund, because I think only Lewandowski scored more goals than him last year or until the voted started. So he delivered pretty much close numbers to Lewandowski's, and I think he's the top scorer in the Champions League as well. So I think he could be a dark horse, but maybe at best the 12th man. He also won the Golden Boy award thing, which usually never gives any SBCs, but of course it's a really good prize to win, of course, for a young player. He's been insane, I think. So young still, and he's Norwegian, crazy enough. So he could become one of the better strikers in the world, and he will move on from Dortmund, I think, in not too distant future, in my opinion.
It's the price tag that's only holding that back, I think. Yeah, great choices. I have, of course, Lewandowski as well. You cannot include Lewandowski. I mean, keep scoring, scores everywhere, doesn't, every time, doesn't matter. And also injuries, you know, so he's always there. The second one was really in doubtful, because I was either going to include Mbappe, but then I realized in the final he wasn't all that good. I could actually finish the match twice. I was like, okay, yeah, and then who did a special inclusion last year? And that was, of course, I got with Erling Haaland as well. Because, of course, his Champions League season specifically has been insane. And at that age, it's really something to be already such a big big boy on the big stage. And yeah, I know I'm biased, but of course I did have to include CR7. And new people were going to say, oh, but it's bullshit, oh boy, he's old. But yeah, Ronaldo's 35 years old, right? Just put this into perspective. He's 35 years old. Last season, he played 33 matches in Serie A. He scored 31 goals, played almost 3,000 minutes. So that's almost everything you can play, you played when you're 35 years old. This year he started off, I was for 34 of course last year. This year he started off with COVID, of course. So that makes him able to just play 12 matches. But he scored 14 times and played in the 12 matches more than 1,000 minutes. If you can do that, and I mean also score 50 goals in Champions League and stuff, there's no doubt at your 35th you still have to be in the team of the year for me.
Yeah, good point.
And I'm, of course, 35 years myself, and like, yeah, I see where this is coming from. So yeah, that makes most of, I think Ingvar and me were going on the realistic tour and almost always took the same, although I'm not sure I can ever forgive Ingvar for not including Cristiano Ronaldo. But yeah, let's call it an honest mistake.
Yeah, that was because I was like thinking you need to be a left wing, need to be a right back, need to be a left back, and I was like thinking proper old school.
Yeah, let's put Son in midfield. Yep.
I didn't say that, so I didn't select him. So.
Am I right in saying that nobody's took Neymar then? Nobody put Neymar on their team?
No, but he didn't do that.
No.
He was injured stuff like that as well.
Now, of course, made Champions League final, right? But Mbappe was clearly... He was getting that peak level at that stage, so that's recommendable. But I don't think you can get Neymar or Messi or Mbappe above Lewandowski, for example.
No, I mean, you got a player like Vardy, who maybe doesn't play with such a fashionable team, you know, but he's consistently scoring goals in a top league. You know, the guys like him are missing out, aren't they, as well? You know, it actually shows how lucky we are, you know, football-wise, to have such great players that you're having to leave out some really good top talent. You know, Raheem Sterling, you know, he's an amazing player as well.
Danny Ings, definitely.
Yeah, Danny Ings for Andrew.
Jack Realist. Now, some of these players, I don't think they should be in the conversation, but Di Maria had a pretty cool season, right? But not anymore. Andre Silva, definitely great, but not there. Ben Yedder, of course, everyone loves a good Ben Yedder. The only reason he's nominated here is because he can get a card and play and people love his card.
Yeah.
Caputo, I'm sorry, what? And I'm a Juventus fan, but Dybala hasn't played half the season. So how can he be nominated, right? Yeah. So...
there's some strange inclusions, I agree, and exclusions.
Well, so, Felix is here because he's the poster boy.
He didn't have a special season last season, but he has been quite good this year. But
that's true. That's not,
but I don't think he deserves to be in the nomination, no. I agree. I think we're going to be a little bit critical here. We need
The other thing as well is there's no smaller leagues represented. Portuguese league, you know, Dutch league.
Yeah, but I think that's not even too unfair. You know,
but I mean, I think those guys, some of them, you know, Portuguese league is a high quality league. You know, some good players come out of there and some good players playing in it. Yeah. It would be nice if there was even a mention for some of these guys who have maybe performed quite well. But I realise, you know, knowing that you don't play in the top five, but there is some good players out there that don't play in the top five league that maybe would deserve a nomination.
That's true. I can't think of any, if I'm quite honest at this moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely. And in any case, they can always put him, an attacker in a midfield position, give him a bit of chance. Like Son. But hey, does mean if people are just going to vote for Son and hope he gets a central midfielder card, though, which you can put everywhere, of course. So.
Yeah,
there's that. Yeah, we'll see. We have to wait for 1 week and a half, though, now still. Which means team of the year will be Ingvi 22nd, then?
Maybe. They say they didn't say any exact date, but that's what it looks like. So, hopefully not longer than that. It's, I think there's quite a lot of people struggling to saving all those packs. We could also get it, the 22nd or at worst the 25th. So we'll see.
Well,
I hope it's no later than 25th, please.
And our friend Andrew, by the way, sent us a joke or a riddle. Let's choose something else for change. He asks, why do seals swim in salt water?
I don't know. They can't walk.
Because pepper water makes them sneeze. Chris likes this one.
I do like that one. I'll be using that when I go down the stairs to my wife. See my wife that one. She'll enjoy that one.
That wasn't too bad, actually.
Oh, let's end this show on a joke. But Chris, do you have anything you want to touch upon before we exit?
No, just wishing you guys all the best for another 200 episodes. If nobody caught it, please catch up the 200 episode. It was great. So all the best for the next 200 for you guys.
Thanks. If you ever want to see Yngwie and me having trouble keeping our tears in, that's the episode you want to check out. And if they want a visual proof, just go to my Twitch and, well, the VOD is still there. I was keeping it light, like, no, I'm not going to get emotional. And then, okay, one more thing what I wanted to say in half, which was like, help. But I definitely had fun doing it. But let's go, at least for another 200. And make sure you drop by often, Chris.
I will do, no problem at all.
Awesome. Yngwie, anything to add for today?
Good luck to the people starting Weekend League tomorrow.
You don't need luck, you need skill. And if you don't have skill, and you are reliant on luck, go to footcoaching.com and get some coaching. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone. Enjoy your Weekend League. Stay frosty, though, because don't let it get to you. You know, I wanted to say some examples, but NDAs and stuff. Soon, hopefully. You guys know what I meant. I'm true. Chris, where can people find you?
You can find me on the Discord, as I always say every time I go on. Great place to be. Come join us. Really great bunch of guys in there. You'll get me under Grandpapa Mac.
Yes, and you can find him in the Rangers fan shop buying foot review kits. Yngwie, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at DevGnoni and on the EA forums at LittleA95 and the same on Discord.
Awesome. You can find the show at Foot in Review, of course, on all socials. Go to anchor.fm/footinreview/message to leave us a voice message. You can do that with every single device. As long as there's a microphone in it, you can leave us a message. Send in your questions or, like yesterday, your best wishes, or like Andrew just did, send in a joke. I wish he did it on the voice. But yeah, if you have anything, drop it there or tweet at us and we'll get it into the show. Of course, check out footcoaching.com if you do want to get better at FIFA. And check out my socials, which is footcoaching, of course. Or check out my Twitch, twitch.tv/footcoaching. If you want to look back the VOD from yesterday's 200th episode. And that's not all, because if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/footinreview. And, well, look at the awesome tiers we have there and join our awesome community. Oh, also, you get some coaching discounts and stuff. But now, I think it's time for me to drop it and see you tomorrow.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 F-U-T.